This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. With the coronavirus raging in the U.S. and new mutations emerging, President Joe Biden is kicking off his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks, including a requirement that Americans must mask up for travel. Biden also will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders on Thursday. Those orders are a first step, and specific details of many administration actions are still being spelled out. The new president has vowed to take a far more aggressive measures to contain the virus than his predecessor. He faces steep obstacles with the virus actively spreading in most U.S. states, slow progress on the vaccine rollout, and political uncertainty over whether congressional Democrats will help him pass a $1.9 trillion economic relief and COVID response package. Biden officials say they're hampered by lack of cooperation from the Trump administration during the transition and that they don't have a complete understanding of their predecessor's actions on vaccine distribution. They are also facing complaints from states that say they are not getting enough vaccine, even as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden acknowledged the urgency of the mission in his inaugural address yesterday, saying, quote, "We are entering what may well be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus." He asked Americans to join him in a moment of silence in memory of the more than 400,000 people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19. This is VOA News. An earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 5.3 rattled Cyprus on Thursday, witnesses said, with no immediate reports of damage. The tremor occurred at around 1427 GMT and was felt by residents of high-rise buildings in the capital, Nicosia, forcing some to evacuate. Cyprus is in an earthquake-prone zone, but strong tremors are not common. The highest registered in recent years was a magnitude of 6.3 in 1996, but it caused little damage. Norway is withholding permits for British and most EU fishing vessels to catch fish in its North Sea waters. While post-Brexit talks between Norway, the EU, and Britain are ongoing, leaving many Danish fishing vessels moored in ports. Non-EU member Norway warned in December it could deny EU fishing vessels access to its waters after annual talks between Norway and the EU on fishing quotas were held up by protracted Brexit negotiations between London and Brussels. Under its Brexit trade deal, Britain agreed to a 5.5-year period to phase in new rules on what EU boats can catch in British waters. However, new catch certificates, health checks, and customs declarations have hampered trade for British fishermen. Norway wants a trilateral deal with Britain and the EU on a specific issue, the management of North Sea fish that swim between waters belonging to the EU, Norway, and Britain, before making separate deals with the EU and Britain on quotas. Danish, German, Swedish, and French boats catch fish in the Norwegian part of the North Sea, home to the largest fishing stocks in the region. Two men blew themselves up in a crowded Baghdad market on Thursday, killing at least 32 people in Iraq's first big suicide bombing for 3 years, authorities said, describing it as a possible sign of the reactivation of the Islamic State. Reuters journalists arriving after the blast saw pools of blood and discarded shoes at the site, a clothing market in a square in the center of the city. Health authorities said at least 110 people had been wounded. Suicide attacks, once an almost daily occurrence in the Iraqi capital, have halted in recent years since Islamic fighters were defeated in 2017, part of an overall improvement in security that has brought normal life back to Baghdad. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.